Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, A Wonderful Approach. Wow, they finally let us through. Although I think there was something more going on yesterday as to why we weren't getting through, because a couple of conference calls didn't make it through. So I'm like, okay, you know, something special is going on. And I was so tickled. I was like, yay, we've made it through. We haven't had any problems. And then, boom, I said, there you go. There you go. And so, anyways, I'm very glad to be here now today. It was so funny. I was telling myself and a couple of the angels, you know, don't let it take you out your head. Don't let it take you out of your game. You know, negativity had to try something. They had to do something to try to get us off task. And so that's what our poor little radio program. But, yeah, we didn't let that stop us. We had another great fast day. And now we're on day 27. How awesome. You know, one thing that was special about yesterday, and then I'm going to let it go. All of these topics have been topics that we've discussed or have come up, or we've just spent the time and energy on it, right? Except for yesterday's. Yesterday's, I changed. Yesterday's traditionally says millennials in spirituality, and I changed it to millennials, comma, Gen Z, Generation Z, in spirituality. And the reason why is because Gen Z, and we have quite a few Gen Zers out there, they are becoming actually more active in their understanding of spirituality. And actually, A Wonderful Approach has quite a few Gen Zs. And they have enough Gen Zs to the point where I'm going to be doing something with them directly / exclusively this summer. And so I'm really, really excited about it. I'm going to be pulling, you know, the Gen Zs and their parents in on trying to understand some more things and, you know, just getting them prepped for their understanding. So I've had so much love and positivity with my millennials. They are such a wonderful group. Of course, they come from wonderful parents. They come from spiritual parents. And their knowledge base and their confidence and their everything is so very strong. I love them. But Gen Z is making some noise now. So I'm like, hey, let's talk to Gen Z. Let's find out what they're thinking about. Let's find out where their heart is, where their spirit is. And we have some strong ones that are ready to have these conversations. So I'm very, very excited about that. Almost excited as our topic today and our thought process for today, because today is day 27, okay? If you have made it this far, I'm telling you, please make sure you are celebrating yourself all the way through this. This is not an easy thing to do. Fasting can be very it's taxing on the body. It's taxing on the mind. there have been this is not a convenient time. I hate to be like that. I hate to say convenient, but the reason why I hate to say convenient because this is on God's time, and God's time is always the right time. Period. But for all the things I usually have planned for March, I had a lot going on, and my calendar got rearranged so hard, so fast, that really nothing of my March things got accomplished. And I was like, wow, God, clear a calendar for me, you know. But it's okay, because this was very important. It was important to be able to dedicate this kind of time and energy into my fast. It was important that I be able to focus on, because really with the fast, and I say this all the time, anytime you are focusing on God, you should be also focusing on yourself. You should feel it. Anytime you focus on yourself, you should feel yourself focusing on God as well. There is a direct connection, okay? The more you take care of yourself, the more you should desire to elevate your spirit as well. Your spirit, which is within you, is directly connected to God. So anytime you're doing the study of it, both of them are going to be impacted. It's a beautiful thing because that means everything that you give to God, there is always something that you benefit from. And it holds true every day, all day. So I find myself, you know, in the middle of focusing on the fast, in the middle of making prayers, in the middle of making personal adjustments in my life, I find myself elevating. I find where I benefit. It was so funny. Me and my Umi the other day, we were speaking about, we were counting all the miracles. And it was like, wow, you got to count this, count that. I mean, they were just piling up and piling up. And I was like, this is why this is the gratitude fast. You know, there were so many miracles in our little family where it was like, even when we got off the phone, I had to text her, oh, well, can't forget about this. I said, I would count that because that was helpful and timely, and we're going to make this thing happen. Everything. Every time I turned around, there was a new blessing to count. There was new energy to put into this. And I was so, so thankful. And I can definitely see where my attitude actually led to more blessings. The positivity that I can share with others leads to more blessings. And of course, that's what our goal is. That's what we're came for. That's what we woke up for, you know, because when we're being blessed, that's when we know we're in a good situation. That's when we know that God is pleased. When things come about and quickly for you, when God doesn't make you wait forever and a day, when God turn around and say, hey, you did a great job, here you go, here's your blessing, that is what we're looking for. We want to be, I don't want to say recognized, but we want to be in alignment with God. And when you are in alignment with God, those blessings fall right underneath. It goes straight down. And one of the blessings that I want to remind people about is that the blessing of forgiveness. You know, the idea, you know, and forgiveness is not my thing. My thing is faith. I love faith. I love the idea of faith, the principle of faith. I love the idea of the more that you believe and walk in, the more it actually manifests. So that's my thing. But that forgiveness is so key for spiritual people because without the forgiveness part, you walk around with loads and burdens and things of that nature. You have to have that forgiveness. You have to recognize that, you know, especially when we're dealing with forgiveness of people, people are people, and they be people in, okay? People do things that are irritating, that are less than their character. It's not a good situation. People can be very, very mean, harmful, and a lot of times these people are mean and do things that, you know, they shouldn't because someone taught them that. Someone was mean to them, and that's why they do that. We as spiritual people have got to make forgiveness a principle. You know what I'm saying? We have got to learn how to unburden ourselves to the point where we are emotionally and mentally releasing ourselves and other people from the scar and the weight of mistakes, because we make mistakes. And as we learn, as we have learned, this is how children grow. Children grow by making mistakes. So why would we take that away from ourselves? You have to learn. You have to be open-minded, and you have to be able to make mistakes when they arise. And then you have to be able to forgive yourself and forgive others as these mistakes do what they do and cause harm. And so just a little something I need us to really get into place, because without it, we are going to be on that hamster wheel. You know, we should be working to elevate ourselves, to, and we're not going to be able to do that if we are holding on to old baggage and everything. No, you have to be able to release it. I'm not saying that it's easy. And if you need some help, get some help doing it, really. But forgiveness is also one of those ways to rack in those blessings, move lighter with a free heart. Release yourself. Let yourself do that. So today in our journaling is one of my favorite topics. It's a topic that came about, you know, just through. So when I started in spirituality, I tell everybody, get your study. Well, my study was protection, okay? I learned protection prayers. I learned, you know, the house mix that, you know, we talk about, you know, that was formulated to, you know, after spending time realizing what energies are, what ingredients are good for protecting the household and everything like that. So after spending a lot of time studying how to build, you know, barriers, how do you protect the house, how do you protect the family, you know, what probably easy first five years I spent in that, all focused on protection. Note, because I worked with and have always worked with new people, and I know when you are first making that decision as to, you know, how you're going to live your life, if you're going to, you know, continue on your way, or you're going to go into a spiritual path, you are going to need some protection in that process. You know, I found that most people needed protection because negativity just runs around crazy. Negativity is not in a boxing ring. It's not waiting for you to walk in and stretch, and there's no referee. No, negativity just does what it wants to do. And so, therefore, we have to be prepared in all different ways. And so that was my focus, and I loved it. I loved it. One of the very strong things that I learned is a lot of the negativity that is around us or stays around us comes from us. Isn't that awful? It comes from us, and it comes straight out of our mouth. I don't believe that we fully understand the power of words. You know, like they say, in the beginning was the word, okay? The word has always been one of the, part of the foundation of how we are expressing ourselves. The word. Our word. And so as we, you know, I think, you know, we study English every day, you know, for all 12 years of our study, and then in college, okay? You know, we don't even do math like that. Colors, no. English, words, you know, because words are so tricky. We've made, you know, there's music, and you can have music without words, but, you know, the words give the sounds definition, and they can change the mode and everything else like that. The word is everything. And this is one of the reasons why now they're doing so much study with children, and they're saying how children are supposed to know this many words and they're supposed to know that many words. And, you know, they're really working to encourage people to read to their child every night, 10, 15 minutes. They're, you know, all of this is because the words are actually building the child's brain, but they're also building the child's spirit. There's also been studies on people that don't share words with children and baby, and the baby perishes. And when I say perishes, I mean not like it becomes delinquent. The baby literally dies. And I was like, whoa. One study was so devastating. The children, after they saw that the children were dying, they tried to stop the experiment, and they couldn't. All of the children died. And so not only is it, you know, so important for your spirit, but without it, without the singing and the rocking and the cooing, it's detrimental. That word is important to our spirit. And so seeing how something is so important to us, why are we not taking better care of the words, one, that we say and the words that are said to us? The science is out there. So if you don't believe spirit, because spirit says it clearly, the science is there to follow it up. You can go look at that. Words are so very important. And unfortunately, our language is riddled with negativity. We have a habit of speaking negative to our spirit, and those words go straight to the spirit. Any word that you say to and about yourself, there's not a filter there. Those words didn't have to go through your ears, and your ears didn't get a chance to filter them. Those words that you say to your spirit are go directly to the spirit. They are unfiltered, and they are powerful. This is why we have things called affirmations out there, okay? Because those affirmations, speaking positively to ourselves, has the power to change things. I mean, it can change your health. It can change your mind. It can change. Because why? Because prayer changes things. Why does prayer change things? Because they are words spoken directly to the Most High Creator. And when you get enough words going up that ladder, then things start to happen. So this is the guarding your tongue. So out of your spiritual tools, we always talk about that hammer. A hammer is our go-to, right? But what is the physical manifestation of the hammer? The physical manifestation of the hammer for me are the words, are the prayers, are the petitions, are the affirmations. That is first. That is the power. And so when I say you have to protect it, don't let this trap music get you in trouble. Why do you think they have the trap music has these negative words, negative thoughts, negative overly over-sexualized thoughts? And what do? They blast it. They play it on the radio day after day after day, right? And what are you doing? You're memorizing the words. You're saying the words. So even if you're just singing a song, you're like, Mama said, like, I can't listen to my music. Listen to what your music is telling you. Listen to, and when you say those words, remember, the spirit doesn't know when you are making prayers or when you just listen to some nonsense or when you are being sincere. No, spirit is always listening. There's not an on and off button in that. So here you are sharing this negative energy, this negative ideas with your spirit. Don't do that. Don't do it. Your spirit becomes begins to absorb that. Your spirit starts to accept that, accept it as fact. Spirit's not going to sit here and take the time to differentiate when you were just sitting here laughing with your girlfriend or when you were seriously making a needed prayer. What? No, spirit is listening to everything, especially the words that come out of your mouth. Now you're either blessing or you're insulting your whole ear, everything about you. Your senses are now hearing it. See, when you make prayers out loud, and I suggest that everybody make prayers out loud, everybody hears it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Everybody hears it. Everyone is moving. When you make these prayers, all of the energy around you, and that's including ancestors, including children coming, everything hears you. And so what do we make prayers for? What, 2 minutes? 2 minutes on a good day? Out of 24 hours in a day, we make prayers for 2 minutes. Do you think that this 2-minute prayer is strong enough to protect you for 24 hours? What if we could say, do you think this 2-minute prayer is long enough to protect you for as you go through singing negative songs, getting mad, fussing and cussing with your neighbor, saying harsh words to children, you know, do you think that 2-minute prayer holds that? What if we could be in a prayerful state with our mouth? What if we could make a determination to speak positively? Then I bet that 2-minute prayer could carry us through at least to the evening so we can get a chance to make more prayer. But when your mouth is going a mile a minute and you're saying everything except what a child of God should be saying, I can promise you that 2-minute care, that 2-minute prayer got used up like tissue paper. So along with our prayer, because we're talking about guarding our spiritual tongue, we need to realize where we're letting negativity come in and wreak havoc, and how a lot of the negativity in our life actually comes from us. And let's start working on doing some other things. Let's have some other thoughts. You know, your thoughts become your prayers, and your prayers are active. They're all the time. They're all the time. So let's we have our 2-minute prayer in the morning. We have our 5-minute prayer at night. Right now we're fasting, so we're only eating what early in the morning and late at night. But there should be 2 prayers in that, you know. And then if we can call our fast buddies and our fast buddies feeling low, we can make a prayer for them, you know. If we can keep that spiritual tongue focused on God, making good, positive decisions, we'll really get somewhere and we'll really be able to align ourselves and see where we belong and where we want to be as opposed to where that negativity will put us. We don't want negativity just putting us anywhere, but that means we're going to have to do better, got to do better about the precision of language. Be precise in your language. Be kind in your language. Be aware that God is listening and your angels are listening and your ancestors are listening all the time. So to me, that already, you know, gives me a little bit of, okay, I definitely don't want to say anything that would be embarrassing, less than. I don't want to do that. I want to make sure that I'm being a good steward all the time. So that's just something to think about today. Please understand how protecting your spiritual tongue is so very important. Don't let this negativity trick you, because that's really what's happening. Don't let them trick you into their level of conversation. don't let them trick you into their level of anything. I'm not trying to be like them. I'm not trying to be with them. So let's focus on how we as positive people can combat that negativity at every turn. Every turn. How do we fight that off, right? Look, day 27, my friends and family, day 27. We, after today, we got 3 more days. That's it. We've done such a great job. I mean, the amount of pride and love that I have and gratitude for this fast, this devotion, really helped to show me some things. I got shown and exposed, and I got a chance to see really God's focus and what happens when you focus on God and what happens when others focus on God. Let's make plans to keep this energy going. Let's sit back and be determined in what we do. Let's be focused in what we do. Let's be intentional in what we do. You know, we want, a lot of people out here, you know, want power and dominion. I'm like, okay, first get dominion over yourself. I remember a man told me once he could control the elements and he can control the rain. And he control. I said, you can't control your loins. You can't control your mouth. So why in the world are you trying to control and oversee your intentions over an elemental force when you can barely have intentions over your own mouth? What you doing? And so let us really, really gain control over where we are before we try to go further, stumble and stuff. Because I promise you, a strong foundation ain't going to shake. Work on that foundation, family. Spend the time and energy working on your foundation so that you know when you move forward, it's unshakable. You know when you move forward, you can move there confidently, comfortably, and you will not have the setbacks. You know, take the time to do it the right way, which is the God way. Okay? All right. Have a wonderful day. This is Friday. For a lot of people, this is the end of the week. So we can just coast. You can sleep a little bit, you know. You can have a little bit more freedom in your fast. So, you know, this is a good time. Allow yourself to enjoy it and we'll be well. If you need me, of course, you may call me, you may text me. And we're getting ready for the water. All right, speak to you soon. Peace.